I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, the life of Alex Pompez, Negro League team owner, scout, and numbers king. But first, the proliferation of sports replay and review technology has brought more sports information than ever to viewers. As Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports, there's even more minutiae to come.
For the past decade or so, Major League Baseball telecasts have included replays of pitches with the strike zone superimposed. But this year, for the first time, ESPN is putting the box over the catcher during some at-bats while they're being shown live. SportVision created K-Zone and supplies similar technology to other television networks. SportVision president and COO Mike Jacob says how often K-Zone appears during live action is ESPN's editorial decision.
There's still some experimenting going on, trying to figure out what's the optimal mix. But for a particular at-bat where you're expecting a kind of a pitcher-batter duel, it is interesting to see how the pitcher's working that batter over the course of the at-bat.
New York Post sports columnist Phil Mushnick says with the score, pitch speed, players' names, stats, and sports news already on the screen, he can do without another visual.
It's a distraction. I mean, it's a toy. Did you ever walk in drunk to a McDonald's at 3 in the morning and look at the overhead menu and everything starts swimming around as all this information and you don't know a number 5 and a 6 for $2.99? It's like that.
K-Zone may be partly television window dressing, but the technology behind it is data-driven. SportVision has tracked every major league pitch since 2007. Using three cameras, they calculate the trajectory 50 times between the pitcher's hand and home plate and adjust the strike zone for each batter. The company claims it's accurate to within an inch, and the league and its teams are more than willing to pay for that kind of data.
I love the human element. I don't know that umpires really should be a part of that.
That's SB Nation's national baseball editor Rob Nyer, one of the moderators at this spring's MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston. Nyer says reviewing balls and strikes would be too time-consuming, but expanding replay is long overdue.
Look, my favorite team won a World Series because an umpire made a lousy call, the 1985 Royals. If I could go back and change that, would I? You know, I might. The Cardinals fans have a legitimate gripe. They probably should have won that game and the World Series if the call had been made correctly. Baseball would be better, I think, if that had not happened.
Today, baseball is using replay for close call home runs and is reportedly considering a plan to allow umpires to review fair and foul ball calls and trapped ball catches in 2012. The NHL has reviewed goals for years. The NBA reviews three-pointers and buzzer beaters. Mike Pereira spent 9 years as the National Football League's vice president of officiating and now works as a rules analyst for Fox Sports. He believes review has improved the quality of NFL games.
And I so vividly remember a Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit where there were three on-field officiating errors that got corrected by replay. And the beauty of it was is that the next day in the paper, there was no mention about the fact that replay had corrected these errors or that the errors were made in the first place. The topic of conversation was about the football game and the players.
One of the most prominent sports video technologies is football's yellow first down line. It's also produced by SportVision and is so popular the company is working with NFL teams to include it in highlights shown in stadiums. Pereira likes the yellow line, but hopes it stays limited to televisions and jumbotrons.
You know, there are people that are out there with technology proposing a first down line, as you can see on television, and be able to put it actually on the field, project it on the field itself. The poor official now who has to make a spot and comes in and puts the ball down 1/16th of an inch short of this visible first down line is going to be accused of having been involved in a conspiracy.
Sports Illustrated senior writer L. John Wertheim co-authored a book called Scorecasting that analyzes blown calls and other factors that contribute to the outcomes of games. Last summer, Wertheim was in England covering Wimbledon. The tennis tournament uses Hawkeye technology, which involves several cameras and a complex algorithm to calculate whether balls are in or out.
The next day I watched this World Cup game between the U.K. and Germany, and there's this dispute over whether the U.K. scored a goal. And they ended up botching the call. It was a goal. It had crossed this line, and the officials thought it hadn't. And I was just marveling at how you have this huge sports property that's resisting technology, and sort of backwards conservative tennis is the head of the field.
However, Wertheim says the improved accuracy in tennis does come at a price.
Tennis had this history of these arguments and seeing players erupt over these botched line calls. John McEnroe is the great exponent. And I think it's a fair point that you've sort of bleached away some color when you've got this video board. I mean, the fans like seeing the replay, but the fans also like seeing these confrontations, and you don't really have too many of those now because you've got the right call with darn near precision.
All this talk about using technology to improve games and broadcasts got me thinking. I asked Sport Vision's Mike Jacob to explain which parts of a game translate to the best graphics for fans at home.
It has to be something that happens a lot, is hard to see, and has a meaningful impact on the outcome of the game.
Let's see. Something that happens a lot, is hard to see, and has a meaningful impact. That sounds like Bill's weekly conversation with Charlie Pierce. Maybe only a game should have its own audio reminder for listeners.
Charlie Pierce is coming up in 15 minutes and 10 seconds.
Perfect. Anyway, in sports, there's more technology coming.
Charlie Pierce is coming up in 15 minutes and 6 seconds.
Okay, our technology's probably not quite ready for prime time, but the next level of data gathering is already beginning in baseball. Sport Vision's Mike Jacob says his company's goal is a complete digital record of every game.
Knowing where every player is at every point in time, multiple times a second, as well as the referee and the ball.
In case you missed that, here's a low-tech instant replay.
Knowing where every player is at every point in time, multiple times a second, as well as the referee and the ball.
And Jacob says that kind of tracking will generate a lot of data.
Think of a steal play. We'll know how far the runner got off first base before the pitcher went into his motion. We'll know how far he advanced during the motion. We'll know, you know, how long to take the catcher to get the ball out of the glove. How far did the shortstop have to run and how fast to get to second base. You know, what was the top speed of the run? I mean, there's just so much data that you can collect on every play.
SB Nation's Rob Nyer has a prediction about how all of this information will change things for fans at home.
Someday we're going to be able to sit in the middle of a room and have the field, the players be around us, 3D or whatever you want to call it. But there's no reason why with miniaturization of cameras and chips and all the other stuff, you couldn't do all of those things.
And while people like Scorecasting co-author John Wertheim are ready and waiting for the next deluge of sports information, he respects fans who already feel oversaturated.
There's definitely a segment that says, look, enough already. I don't need to know Derek Jeter's percentage on balls hit behind the pitcher's back on a rainy night in the Pacific time zone.
But if it happens to come up in conversation, someday soon you'll be able to find out. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribune.